Welcome to Under All Is the Land, Season 3, Episode 6, the Valentine's Day episode. Under all is the land, real estate. Courtney and your friends about to show you how to generate wealth. Get educated, do for yourself. Add a couple notches to your belt. Under all. I am your host, Courtney Polis, here with my rock star co-stars, Silke Fernald.
Hello.
And Dominique Madden.
Hello.
We're going to talk real estate and relationships for our Valentine's Day episode of Under All Is the Land. Yes?
Yes.
Yes? Are ready. We completely honest?
Sure.
It's kind of, I don't know about you guys, but I do feel like it's not that easy to get away from the work in our business, and so that can sometimes affect our relationships.
True. Yes.
Wouldn't you say it's like one of those things where you actually have to try really, really hard to find time?
Yeah.
And, you know, to be able to find quality time where you're not just thinking about something else, but be actually present with your partner.
For sure.
It's very hard.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. How, 24/7, I feel like I'm always thinking about something, and I find myself, like, Sean talks to me and I'm thinking about something completely different, work related mostly.
Yeah.
And then he's like, what? I'm like, can you say that again?
Me too.
All the time. And then sometimes, you know, sometimes he takes it with more humor than other times. So there've definitely been some friction.
You get in some trouble.
Well, I mean, it's not the best for a relationship when one person is constantly preoccupied.
Yeah.
So
I kind of feel like my kid gets that too.
Yes. Oh yeah.
Like, unfortunately, he's like, Mom, yeah, look at this thing. And I'm like, I can't right now. I'm in the middle of a call. Mom, mm-hmm. I'm like, I'm working right now. And he goes, just give me 5 seconds. And I have to go get back to him, you know, mm-hmm. like, okay, I'm ready now. He's like, doesn't matter anymore.
Yeah, exactly. Like, and it makes you feel bad then, and I
feel
guilty.
Terrible.
Yeah.
But you know what it is? It's that we don't have offices at home where we close our freaking doors.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
If I, like, everybody's got to have that, yeah, I think, yeah, because otherwise I'm sitting at the kitchen counter, I'm totally accessible. Mm-hmm.
But see, the thing is, even if you're not doing the work, like, physically, like, writing emails or taking calls, you're thinking about it.
Yeah.
And that's the part that's hard to shut off, and that's why it's hard to, like, give full attention. So,
yeah.
It's definitely, yeah.
My biggest thing, putting my phone down and walking away from it.
Yeah.
Like, I watch TV with my phone next to me on the couch.
Yeah,
because
me too.
Somebody could text and need something, and I really need to not do that anymore. I think at 8 o'clock, I should just put my phone into a different room and don't look at it anymore.
You know what would make me feel better? This is an appeal to clients out there. If I felt like me taking that time didn't create some kind of reaction in the client, because I feel like sometimes they're so accustomed to us being on demand that if we don't respond right away, or we say, oh, I'm sorry, I'm at dinner with my family right now, or something like that, like, you can lose the opportunity, mm-hmm. or rub them the wrong way, or mm-hmm. something. Like, they expect you to be available when they're available. You realize, though, like, sometimes we're juggling, like, 10 transactions at a time, mm-hmm. or something, and, you know, I can't be available on demand at all times, you know, and hopefully, I think if I didn't feel like there was going to be a consequence of me not being always available, then I would be
less available. That's exactly
right.
Yeah, it's exactly right. It's this, I couldn't reach you.
Right.
So I watch TV or do whatever I do with my phone there, because I don't want to have to come back to my phone after a few hours and then see 15 missed calls, 32 text messages.
Right.
Where
right.
are you? What's going on? And I feel immediately guilty. And
yep.
And then, well, here you go. My phone is with me all the time. So yes, that's my big one for this year. That's what I want to do.
We're setting some intention.
Set an intention. So if somebody can't reach me after 8, I had put my phone into a different room.
That means she's winning at this game.
There you go.
Yes. So we're excited because we do have a few special guests here today. All of our men have decided to join us on Under All Is the Land. Well, to be fair, they were invited.
They were made
dragged
to.
Here.
Dragged here.
One of them.
You know. Nick, how did you meet Sam?
Well, our love story starts where most love stories start. Vegas. Okay. We both just so happened to be there, which honestly was one of those times where it was like, I wasn't supposed to be there. He wasn't supposed to be there. But then there we were at Tao pool party. Shout out Tao. Horrible pool party, but great people.
Well, you took one home.
Yeah. And yeah, thank God for that because, yeah. No American man has ever lived up to a man like Sam.
Ooh, but so how sweet. At the pool party did you meet? Like, I need more detail.
Oh, God. Okay. Well, and it doesn't work like this anymore. But I was walking by, my little cute self. You know, girls bouncing. Actually, my hair was straight at the time. But I was walking by cute. And Sam said, "Oi, my size."
Oi.
I said, "Whose accent is that? And whose size am I?"
This is the cutest thing ever.
That is so cute.
And there he was, just abs glowing and, you know, his frohawk throwing, and I was just sold.
That is so cute.
History was written.
Yeah. How about you? How did you meet Sean?
Okay, so I was 20 years ago, we just had our 20 years like meeting anniversary. We have two anniversaries, one wedding and one where we actually met. Mm-hmm. So that just happened 20 years ago. I was a flight attendant and I was here on a layover and I went with a few friends to a Thai restaurant. And one of the people there saw me and he called Sean. And it turns out that was Sean's childhood best friend. Mm-hmm. And he said, "You have to come out here and hang out. I'm here with friends." And he was like, "I'm in for the night." And then the guy, apparently, that's how he tells the story. He said, "Get your ass over here right now." And then Sean like, "Okay, I'm on my way." And then, yeah, he showed up and he walked in and sat down and I looked at him, he looked at me, and then there was like an instant connection.
Wow.
Yep. And I flew back home 2 days later to Germany and we started, this was the time when you had emails, dial-up emails, where you had to go to internet cafes. Do you remember that?
Oh,
you
yeah.
had to pay to get on the. Okay, so I, because after I went back home, I didn't see him for about 6 weeks. I just went on vacation and I was gone for 5 weeks with a friend. So I was in internet cafes every single day. We were emailing each other for
wow.
5-6 weeks.
Oh, so you and really got to know each
yes,
other over the internet.
Over the wow. internet, and then I came back here, and then he took me on a real date, and then that's it.
This is oh, so you've wow. got mail. I
it
love
is
it.
So you've
it
got
is.
Mail.
I love it.
Every morning he woke up and he had mail. Because we had a 10 or 12 hour time difference at that point.
That is so cute.
Yeah.
Wow. Oh, well. I love mm-hmm.
that. That friend knew.
That friend knew.
Oh, me.
So, Rich and I met when I was 13 years old. He was 19. I was a kid genius at Penn State. Lying to everyone about my age and telling them all I was 16, but I was 13. And he was a Penn State football player. And downtown one night, I guess, I don't remember this, but I got stood up or something, he said, and I was like, I was like outside this arcade that everybody used to hang out at, and I was just kind of standing by this fence post, light post, and not fence post, light post. And he walked up and said, "What's wrong with you?" And I'm like, "Oh, I gotta stand up." And he goes, "Come with me." And then I just went with him back to his apartment. And, you know, we talked like all night long. And obviously it was like platonic back then. I had a huge crush on him, but I was way too young for him. And he wasn't going to ruin his professional football career over little old me. But that crush lasted for a very long time, wow. shall we say. So I took him on national TV in like 2003 because I couldn't find him after he went to the pros. It was really hard to find people before like Facebook. So this show was called Classmates. It was only one season. And I professed my love for him and told him how, you know, I was a grown woman now and I wanted to, you know, like meet him as an adult. And he was already taken, spoken for. So I went home defeated and crushed. But then COVID hit and he popped up on People You May Know on Facebook. And I was like, "That's Rich," you know, and we reconnected and we started talking on the phone and I just, you know, it was like,
I didn't know that.
Time was
I didn't
right.
know that he just popped up in the
He popped up.
People.
Yeah, he popped up on People You May Know.
That's crazy.
And I'm like, "Oh my God,
How many years between so this is, crush and finally?
We're talking about 1990.
And now?
And now.
Well, so two, what,
32
years ago?
Years or something? Mm-hmm. Is that 32 years? Yeah.
Wow. If so, it's meant to be.
I always say he's known me before I had boobs.
Yeah.
So, you know, there's an honesty there and kind of like a level of innocence. Mm-hmm. It's kind of like we've known each other before
life
big
happens.
Parts of our lives happened to us. Yeah. So there's that. I'm excited for you guys to meet our guys. Let's bring him on. You want to bring him on? All right. All right. Welcome the men of Under All Is the Land. Welcome, guys. I'm going to go around the room and have you guys introduce yourself and where you're from. So I'll start with you, Sam.
I'm Sam. I'm from England. I've lived in America since 2016. So.
Yeah. Okay. Sean?
My name is Mr. Silka.
Oh, come on.
I am Sean.
Where are you from?
Where was I?
I am originally from Hawaii, but I make Los Feliz, Los Angeles, my home now.
How long have you been here?
About 20 years.
Okay. And what do you do?
I am a filmmaker.
Mm-hmm. And Sam, what do you do?
I'm a photographer and a realtor.
Okay. And you?
Rich McKenzie, Fort Lauderdale. And I do a lot of things. Put it like that.
You tell the people about yourself. What was your previous career?
Well, I played football, Penn State. Then I went on to play in the NFL for a few years with Cleveland Browns, New England Patriots, and finished off with the Bucks. And now I'm here with Courtney.
There you go.
You're me. And that's a full-time job.
True that. True that. Okay, so we're going to ask you guys some questions, you know, and you guys some questions too. So I have a question for Sam and Neek.
Oh, God.
Between the two of you, which one of you is more addicted to your phone?
Well, wait, are we pointing?
Yeah.
The pointing's already happening.
You guys agree on that one. Okay.
It's me.
Okay. All right.
How about you?
Me, for sure. Although, this guy can play Wudoku for 14 hours
Wudoku,
a day.
Huh? Well, my daughter loves Wudoku.
Oh,
I've downloaded the app, but it's too addictive. I can't.
Oh, man.
I will not get out.
No, I mean, 3 o'clock in the morning, he's playing Wudoku. 5 o'clock in the morning, he's playing Wudoku.
How do you know? You're sleeping.
No, I wake up. Really? I have to pee every 5 seconds because I'm pregnant. You know, so.
Oh yeah, let's talk about that. Congrats.
Thank you.
I didn't do it by myself.
Do we have to talk about how many kids we have?
Yes, let's talk about how many
kids
we have.
Yeah, let's talk about kids. What's
okay,
up with
I
you?
I have one and one on the way.
Okay. Two.
And
that we
two.
That we have together.
Yes.
And then he came with two.
Okay.
So there's four. But two that live with us, the others are grown-ups.
How about you?
Zero in house, but one bonus.
From a previous relationship.
One bonus. Rich?
Well, I like to say seven and one on the way, because
you
I
win.
Have Nico's. I take.
That's right. Nico's. He's the bonus dad for Nico's.
My, yeah.
Yes.
That's funny.
Totally.
So, wow. Okay.
Hey, he's a Rasta, you know what I mean? Yeah. That's what happens. Neek, if Sam was a house, what style of house would he be?
If Sam was a house, he'd definitely be something like very modern, stoic.
Bang on.
Very manly.
Yeah.
Bang on, yeah. A bachelor pad?
A very masculine space.
Bang on, yeah. We fight a lot about spaces.
What style is that?
I would say very like Iron Man.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
Modern.
Yes.
Modern contemporary.
Yeah,
I can see, yeah, I can see that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Very much.
Like a Bird Street $40 million one?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Say that.
Okay.
Say that right.
Like most people will never touch this house.
Okay.
Why?
As in, can't afford it.
What does that mean? Yeah. Sam, what kind of house would Neek be? Don't get this wrong.
She likes the minimal Scandinavian vibes. It'd be something, yeah, plaster, minimal, yeah, yeah, that's her vibe.
I love it.
Yeah. Yeah. Sweet.
Is it a Spanish? Modern no. Spanish?
No.
Not Tulum no. style Spanish. It's more
not no.
modern.
Take that out.
She's more modern. She could go like contemporary, like, but yeah, she's more modern.
What location would the house that is Neek be in? Where does it live?
She likes the Baldwin area, so like Baldwin Vista, Baldwin Hills.
Baldwin Hills.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Did I get it right?
Tough question.
Okay. But style.
Style
is it?
Yeah.
She's
from that style. She's, yeah.
Well, I'm curious, Courtney.
Yeah.
What house is rich?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. I think rich is a South Florida beach house.
Oh.
Like, you know, it's a little bit rustic. It's right on the water. It's a lifestyle house. You know, he cooks a lot. So it's like got a big kitchen. Yeah, but it looks out to like the outdoors. You live more on the outside. You don't worry too much about the tiny little details on the inside kind of house. What do you think about that?
Sounds good.
You like that?
Sounds good.
Got a couple grills outside, you know? Yeah.
Fishing lake.
Yeah.
I mean, it reminds you like when we went to the Keys and we had that horrible boat ride, that
oh,
one.
God.
And they caught how many fish on that boat
we
ride?
We caught 27 fish.
And
we
stayed
caught.
Up until wow. 4 in the morning
yeah,
doing a fish them. Fry.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah. Well, I mean, we deserved sustenance after we took that horrible fucking boat trip.
True, that was the boat ride from hell. Never trust a party boat. If it says party boat, it's not
it
a party.
Yeah,
party
fishing.
No, not a party.
Not a party.
Do not bring alcohol. Do not bring popcorn.
Our idea was a party. We're very different.
What kind of house do you think I would be if I was a house?
Well, very fancy. Always fancy. She likes fancy things. So, not gaudy.
Not
but
gaudy.
Just very fancy, kind of fancy, modern.
Fancy modern.
Of, yeah.
Sophisticated.
Yeah, call it that. She likes those kind of things.
What kind of countertops would I have in the house?
She would have marble.
You put them on the jacket.
Marble, preferably wooden floors, very shiny. You know, a lot of fluffy things hanging around. She likes fluffy things and shiny things.
That's funny.
All right.
What house would Sean be?
What house would Sean
I'll
be?
Tell you that. He would be a Victorian house.
Oh.
With a huge library and like pocket doors, creaky floors, somewhat spooky. Maybe we have a ghost.
Okay.
Maybe we have a ghost.
Or maybe we don't. But there would be a bookshelf that reveals like that slides that you can go into the next room like a hidden
secret bookshelf.
A secret bookshelf.
So he lives in the magic castle.
He basically it's basically the magic castle IRL.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's your house. How do I do?
That's perfect. the only thing I would add is I'd like it to be on a mountainside,
yes.
Facing west,
yes.
So I can enjoy every sunset.
Yes. Okay. And I forgot the giant black car in the driveway, somewhat like a Buick or some old
1960 Buick Invicta.
That's it.
Wow.
That's
Sean. Okay, what is she? What kind of house is Silka?
She's a sleek mid-century. She likes glass and steel and marble, and she likes design.
Does she have concrete floors?
I don't know. You know, in terms of floors,
yeah.
I haven't given much thought to floors. I do know that she likes wood floors.
Okay.
So a concrete floor doesn't sound groovy to me, but I don't know if she would love it. I'd say probably not. Wood floors.
Wood floors.
I'm going to go with.
Yeah, that's good.
Is that good?
Yeah, that's good.
Okay. Sam, what's it like being with a real estate agent as a wife?
Has its pluses and minuses. She's busy a lot, but it's part of the job, I guess. Yeah, she's got a lot of clients to keep happy and show and write stuff for. So, wake up working, go to sleep working. So, it's
She's a hard worker.
Yeah.
We learned that in our family.
Yeah, so.
We work hard. Work hard, play hard?
Yep.
Yeah, kind of.
Well, since you're both licensed real estate agents and you kind of work in the same, obviously, both at Acme and both work in the same industry, is that challenging? Does that have any challenges?
No, not really. We bounce off well. I muck in with her, like, as and when I can. So, yeah.
You muck in?
Muck in, yeah. Help out, you know, muck in. Yeah.
Okay. So, I haven't heard that one before.
Yeah, muck in. So, yeah, we work well together. We work together, so.
Yeah, he definitely, he has a cooler, calmer head. And sometimes that has come into play well whenever I cannot stay cool. Mm-hmm. So, I appreciate that.
What about you, Sean? How is it having Silke as a top producing real estate agent?
I will echo Sam and say Silke is very busy.
Yes.
You know, she makes her own hours, which means that she can roll out of bed in the first thing in the morning and start making calls and sending emails and on the phone. And she is oftentimes doing that until late at night. The pluses, though, is, you know, we do make our own hours. I'm a freelancer and so is she. So it does give us the flexibility to sometimes disappear for a lunch together or go out you know, for dinners. But she's also very organized, which is great. Like if you need a party, you know, like she'll have the menu, the drink menu, she'll order tables, she'll order everything, and it's like perfect and it's there. So organization is definitely one of her strong points. You know, it's fun. It's exciting. I get to ride the emotional tilt-a-whirl with her on every deal, especially the challenging ones. So sometimes I just hold on and, you know, she'll be venting and she will say things like, you know, I just need you to listen. I don't need advice. It's
like, mm-hmm. Yeah. Just nod and agree.
It's never dull. Never dull.
Right. Oh my God. What about you, Rich? I know none of your other ladies that you've been with have ever been real estate agents, have they?
No.
You like answer that carefully. Yeah.
No, I don't think they were. What's it like being with me as a real estate agent as opposed to a kid genius?
Oh, yes. I diddle kind of what you say, but at the same time, it's like, we try to make time, you know, the time that we do have, and, you know, take time to vacation, go to dinner, sometimes we go to the gym, things like that. Just try to watch movies. We actually hang out a lot more than you'd think, because she really does try to make time, even though it's very difficult for her at times, but, you know, I feel like she makes a really conscious effort to like spend time with her child, Nikos, and also me. So I have no qualms or anything with what she does.
Thank you, man. She's
nice. Here you are, always thinking you don't make enough time.
Yeah, doesn't it feel like that sometimes? I mean, you know, it just tickles me when people say, I love real estate because you can make your own schedule. I'm like, girl, I have no deals. You know, because the truth is, it is a full-time on-demand job, and family is a full-time on-demand job too. Yeah. And I feel guilty that I can't turn it off sometimes. Yeah. But I also
it's nice to hear that you do well.
I feel, you know, yeah, I mean, I have set an intention, I have to admit, and that was kind of a COVID thing too, and I know this is very unpopular to say, but there are many things about that time that I enjoyed, that I loved, that recentered me, and, you know, we're lucky we didn't have any losses in our immediate family or anything like that, so I know we're blessed to be able to say that, but, you know, like, we spent real quality time together, and it just realigned my priorities. All that to say, you know, I still work a lot more than the ordinary person, I feel like, and, you know, it's still a lot. Mm-hmm. But I'm very, very much trying to carve out time to actually be mentally present more than anything else. Yeah. Okay, so we have some questions, some other questions. Unless you guys have questions you want to ask other people's people.
Who's the better dancer?
That would be me.
Oh. Most definitely.
How about you? You know,
that would be him for sure.
He's like Usher on the dance floor.
Yeah,
he's amazing. Oh, my God. He can dance so well.
This is great.
I found that out in Fort Lauderdale. I'm lost only. First time I've seen him dance.
I love dancing.
Oh, yeah. And then remember at Penn State, he started to get down too a little bit. Yeah. I was like, okay, Usher.
Usher, okay.
Yeah. He can dance. Sam can dance.
Yeah, he can.
Okay. What about between you two?
You know, it's hard to say. I think I'm the better dancer. I might be ridiculous.
He does the goth wave.
Yes,
you know?
I'm sort of stuck in an 80s dark wave.
That's him. So there's a lot of waving.
Breakfast Club kind of situation. I don't know.
I think we're maybe both the same.
Nick, which one of you is the better driver?
Definitely me.
I'm a day off.
Definitely me.
I'm a day off. I came to a different country.
One time, 8 years ago, he clipped my side mirror.
I just moved here. It was the first time I'd driven in America.
On the right side?
Yeah. So I was driving the wrong side. Dealing with traffic coming the other way, it was just a whole thing. In 8 years, tell them the rest. Have I ever had any accidents?
That matters.
I'm a better driver, don't listen to her.
Don't worry, she's not going to keep reminding you.
I won't fuck up and she keeps,
I don't know, that's true.
Love the chunk out of my side mirror. I'm curious, who do you think is the better driver? Courtney and Rich?
He is.
That's only because you skipped up the side of that tire.
Have a problem with curbs. Something about me and curbs does not agree.
Maybe you're British.
I just can't quite get the angles right on curbs.
I don't know why.
I love that.
As far as driving and speed limit and all that stuff, I'm very good at that.
Really?
Too much to everyone else's chagrin who's trying to get somewhere fast. But when
you
it comes
to the speed limit,
drive like my mom.
I mean, I drive a little bit more than the speed limit when I can, but I'm just saying I'm a safe driver. I'm not reckless. Yeah. You know, I don't drive crazy. But when it comes to parking the car or doing a 3-point turn or whatever, I am the worst. Hmm. The worst. Yeah, I'm the responsible party for most of the damage on our car. Today I almost got stuck in the hillside coming here. I did. I was stuck between a rock and a hill. It was terrible. And then I was hoping, please don't let Rich see this because he's getting any help. And he walks up to the side and he goes, I just saw you destroy that rim. And then he's like, man, you nearly took off the front part of this. The wheels were spinning.
That sounds funny. Messy.
I was like, oh my god, scary. Just get in the car.
Oh my god.
It was terrible. Anyways.
I would pay to see that.
Oh, it was
I would
awful.
Pay to
I
see
do it
that.
Every day, so.
Oh my god.
What's up between you guys? You're the better driver?
Oh, of
She's
course
got the German efficiency thing.
Thank you.
Oh.
I'm born with that.
You're bioengineered?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay.
I'm an amazing driver.
Yeah. Okay, she's an amazing driver.
Yeah.
Okay, well, if real estate doesn't work out,
I have a career as a driver.
Yes,
the thing is, with real estate, you have to drive a lot, so it comes in handy when you actually know what you're doing.
That is true.
Especially if you're multitasking in the car. And mm-hmm. I don't even mean texting, driving, or getting directions, because we spend so much time in the car. But I mean mentally multitasking. I'm mm-hmm. mentally multitasking mm-hmm. in the car.
Totally.
Oh, yeah.
And that's a little distracting.
Mm-hmm.
But I still can't blame Matt for the whole curb thing, but whatever.
Well, what's to blame for that?
Okay, all right, I've got one for you guys. Do either of you snore? Okay. So the question is, who snores the loudest? But I'm going to go with it's you.
I would give you the sample, but I don't want to harm your mic.
Yeah, Rich is a snorer too. Do you snore? No, do you snore? Does she?
Yeah.
Does she snore?
Not only the very when she does snore, it's real light, And I can't talk, I have sleep apnea sometimes, and I call in all the dogs and everybody I get to snore, and I feel bad for it, so I can't talk about anything. Yeah.
We went to get a massage, like a chair massage the other day.
He fell asleep.
Every time, but it's like 2 seconds in, so it's a full half hour of all the people I'm thinking are just thinking, oh my God, make that man stop snoring.
He does that too.
And the guy keeps like, slapping me on the butt, man, to wake me up. I'm like, keep slapping me on the butt.
I got up, I walked over, I whispered in his ear, you're snoring really loud. And he didn't even wake up at all. I'm like, I don't know what to do.
Yeah. That's Sean. The second he just lights out, he sleeps. And he can fall asleep mid-sentence.
I call myself an opportunist sleeper. So whenever I have a... Like driving over here today, I fell asleep in the car.
Oh man!
I had a few minutes, so I checked right out. You know, I'm refreshed.
That's the sleep apnea thing, though.
Yeah, oh, yeah,
he has it too.
You don't use the machine.
Not enough sleep. Not enough sleep. So, but yeah, definitely. When massages happen, it's like it's embarrassing.
I love that.
Oh my God,
snoring away. Yeah.
Okay, Nick, if Sam won the lottery, what is the first thing that you think he would buy?
More camera gear.
Yeah, that's right. Yes. Oh, right, okay.
For sure.
If Nick won the lottery, what's the first thing she would buy?
I know this one. A couple of houses.
There you go.
That's what I would say.
That's right.
Okay, same question for you. If Sean won the lottery, what would he buy?
Gosh, he would probably buy... You would buy that Buick Invicta.
I do love cars.
He would buy that. Oh, actually, no. And a Q8.
An Audi? Yeah.
For sure.
Okay.
Oh. The R8.
R8, sorry.
Oh,
not
oh, I love R8.
The R8. The R8.
Sports car.
Yes, the sports one. Sorry, I got Iron my Man numbers drove. Mixed
yeah,
up.
Okay. Okay.
Yes, so, yes, for sure. That's what... Is that right?
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. You know what? An art.
Art.
If I think I would like to buy fine art.
Ooh, yeah, okay.
You know, if money was no object, Silke would definitely buy real estate.
Mm-hmm.
She'd buy investment properties. She'd buy vacation houses. But you know, rather than saying buy, what would she spend her money on? She would travel more.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. We would go on great vacations.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
True.
Yeah.
Courtney?
True.
What would Rich buy?
Rich would buy more fishing equipment. I can tell you what he would not buy. He would not buy clothes.
Oh, man.
This man is one of those few people who pretty much wears the same thing every time. Like, kind of shamelessly so. He has, like, one pair of cargo pants that are camo. And then, you know, he just, every time they get ripped, he just takes them to the seamstress. She sews them up and puts them back on. Like, he just is not a materialistic guy. But you do love
that.
To fish. I feel like we're always breaking fishing rods. Like, we don't have a high-quality fishing rod. I think that's what he would get first.
Mm-hmm. Plenty of high-quality fish.
Really? You know, we have...
the lakes.
Yeah, but we have, like, the $150 ones. I'm talking, like, you know, like a pretty... Like, stuff. You know, you won the lottery.
They both catch the fish. They both catch the fish the same way.
Oh.
What would have a lot of leftover funds?
Same thing you guys. Just like you guys.
Houses.
She's going to buy houses and, you know, vacation time. Like, more time.
Yeah.
She's going to buy her freedom to hang out more with her friends and family.
Yes.
Oh, I like
there
that.
There you go. That's a good answer.
Yeah. Buying like your that. Freedom.
I like
buy
that.
My That's freedom. Legitimate.
And we'll be right back.
Welcome to Under All Is the Land. And I am your rock star host, Rich McKenzie, along with my rock star co-host, Sean Fernald, and my other rock star co-host, the Englishman, Sam Wadja.
Top of the morning. Top of the afternoon, even.
So
let's talk about real estate.
Let's talk about real estate. You tell me a little bit about, you just bought a new house, so talk about that a little bit.
It was awesome. We looked for quite a while, but this crazy market actually worked out in our favor. And it was a fantastic time to buy for us. So, but man, it's a jungle out there. It's crazy.
Man, it's a beautiful house.
How long were you looking for?
6 months.
Okay.
And I don't know how many houses.
Yeah. I'm sure you sold out with Silke.
Yes. It's like, oh, do I have to? You go and look at this and tell me if you want me to see it. Yes, if I need to see it.
Yeah, if you need.
She says, you need to see it.
Yeah. At least once, right?
Yeah. Now, Nick's pretty good. She'll like, she knows. She'll give me the deciding vote, but she'll just do the, like, this or this. Like,
yeah.
Like, while I feed you, because I ain't got to rush out. And, yeah. So, I appreciate that.
You're welcome.
She'll give me the deciding vote also, but I'm not really making the decision. She is.
I feel for you.
Well, when we bought the house in Orlando, I went out and toured, like, 10 houses or something one day. And Rich, I think you came with me to like one or two of them. And then I said, I think I want to buy this one. And you said, okay, that's a great neighborhood. Just buy that one. You didn't even see that one.
No, I said, one of my buddies from the Backstreet Boys, AJ McClain, I said he lived back here. And I said it was an exclusive neighborhood. It was a really nice neighborhood. I did say that.
Yes, you did say that.
Yeah.
And it's, you know, it's true. It's appreciated.
It is a beautiful neighborhood.
The neighborhood's amazing.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
It's crazy cool.
I love it so much. It's a good one. So, yeah. You were the deciding factor in a way.
No, I just told you.
If you would have said it was a crappy neighborhood, I wouldn't have bought it.
Thank you.
Because I didn't know. I feel like I just flew in one weekend and was just like, okay, let's buy a house, you know?
Yeah, that's
so
literally what you did.
For Airbnb.
That's great. Yeah, that's literally what happened.
The one we bought, we didn't really look too long. It was during the pandemic, so it was like 2020. Everyone was like at home. It was like the height of the pandemic. Obviously, as agents, we're out and about.
Mm-hmm.
She showed me this house. She was like, it's been sat for like 6 months. Yeah. I reckon we could do something here. So it was just literally that. So yeah, I didn't have to look for 6 months. Like, yeah, it was kind of like,
felt like,
what do you
forever.
Think it is? Like, that could work.
I was like, this is dirt cheap. And a great neighborhood. We can do something here.
And you guys can't get away from the W. It's too much action down there. You can't get out of the action of moving that house.
I'm a city boy. I can't do suburban life yet. So, well, we might do soon.
Yeah.
But yeah, I like being in the city. Everything's 5 minutes away, you know.
It's fun, yeah.
He's a London boy.
Yeah. So, you know.
He's out there with his camera on the porch.
So funny.
Walking around.
I have the best view in the city.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
His poster is so funny. It's always like live from your balcony. You gotta describe that thing. I'm like, oh my God.
I watch
when I'm
guy.
On the phone with you, it's always I hear siren every time.
Always.
Are you at home?
It soothes me, really. No, you know, the other day I was watching from the balcony and I saw this guy just roll into another car. Like he didn't have his foot on the brake, you know, and just didn't realize it. Just rolled into another car, backed up, got out, went to his trunk. I was like, he's not even gonna check. He's not even gonna look. And then as he's about to walk away, he's like, and then he goes, you see some great things.
Yeah, sure.
Don't you have a post that went viral about something you see, things you see in Hollywood? Like, what's your other account?
Oh yeah, so I have like a burner account. It's not a burner. When I walk my dog, if I see stuff, like I'll just stop and film it. So it's called The Hollywood Resident. So one evening I was walking Taji and on like Selma and Vine, next to Equinox.
Mm-hmm.
There's this, like, she's a regular homeless woman. She sleeps on the block. And,
yeah.
She was just, like, in the middle of, like, outside Equinox, just like this.
Oh, my God.
She's pissing, bro. I was like, yo, like, this is mad, so I was like,
and now it's gone viral, right?
Yeah, like it's like 1.6 million
views. Oh, my God.
1.6 million views.
Just this woman pissing in the street in Hollywood.
What's going on in that place?
It's funny how the guys talk about this and how we usually talk about this.
Can we slide some real estate marketing in there? Like, just flash in between. Because you got this, you know what I mean? Like, just like, woman pissing. I don't know. Like, some subliminal messaging so we can get... That 1.6 million advertising spend? No? Bad idea? Okay. Forget it.
There. We could cut it in. Yeah. I'll send you the video.
Subliminal. Subliminal.
No, obviously you guys, well, we live in the lowlands. You guys have to climb mountains to get to your homes. Like, what's that like? Because I couldn't imagine, like,
to drive.
We can see
up.
The W. We can see the W.
Yeah, cool. So you're spying on me from over there.
Mm-hmm. Yep, that's us.
You'll have to check my Insta to know for sure.
Sam, you left the lights on.
We have that other special account.
Yeah.
We live in the canyon, and Rich's voice is so loud that one time I lost my earpods, and it was like the Find My was showing that they were in the neighbor's dumpster down on Stanley Hills, which didn't make sense to me, but I still went down there trying to find them. They were not down there. And I think the neighbors thought I was nuts. But anyway, Rich was on the phone in the bedroom upstairs on the third floor, and you could hear his voice all the way down on Stanley Hills.
I can believe that.
Yeah, so that's like,
it's echoing the canyon.
Yeah, it echoes through the whole
booms. Canyon. Yeah, I can believe that.
So I'm like, wow, the neighbors have heard every... They probably think we fight a lot.
Well, I'm wondering why the guy next door said, "Hey, Rich, how you doing?" And I'm like, "I never met this guy."
He's like, "Hey, he's Rich, met all of your
yeah. I'm like, "Hey, oh Rich, God. How you doing?" He's walking the kettle.
They know you.
God,
that's funny.
That's bad.
Echo, it's real. I go to the canyon.
I like that.
Same. Yeah, it bounces right off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. We haven't been there long enough to, you know, to expose too much of our fighting.
Actually,
to
one
the
of our neighbors said she could hear us laughing.
Oh, good. That's a good thing.
Yeah, that was fun. Yeah. We're having a good time.
Oh, that's cute. Love that. You know, it's funny because you guys can hear things in the canyons, but if I yell something from my balcony, it goes nowhere. Yeah. I saw a biker.
She be yelling at people.
Yeah,
sometimes.
I saw a biker go behind the trash can on the. What do you call it? Was it the parking garage? On top of the parking garage across the street. And he went behind the trash can. Obviously, he was going to pee, you know? So he did, whatever. And then I was like, oh, I'm going to see, you know, I'm just going to, like, freak him out, let him know someone saw it, you know? So I was like, hey! I saw that! And he's like, he's never going to hear that. Yeah, he's going to listen to that body cry. And I'm like...
He's never gonna hear that. Right?
I did feel like I saw his head swivel a little bit, but Sam says that didn't happen.
Yeah, it's like piss in the wind, it's not gonna go anywhere, you know.
Pissing in the wind.
Yeah, that's you're right. That's not going anywhere.
Yeah. As a guy,
that's so funny. Do you like LA?
Yeah, LA is nice, man. There's a lot going on in LA. I mean, it's a different energy. A different energy from anywhere else. I mean, probably New York would be the closest. It's just a high energy. Everybody's moving, trying to get things done, trying to make money, trying to, you know. Where Florida, we're more like, hey, let's go fishing.
That's true.
That's it. You know, let's go fishing every day, pretty much.
Life
know?
Is a bit slower there compared to
a bit, yeah. Wow.
I don't must be nice,
think
though.
I've ever fished.
No.
Say,
you're a lucky bloke.
Are you serious?
You know what? I did deep sea fishing once, but I was seasick most of the time.
No. That's what we did.
I slept through that.
Yeah, you slept through
that. That's what we were doing on our lucky boat.
That's what we were doing. Yeah, at night? Was it at night or was it day?
No, daytime. Oh,
wow.
It was
that
just
would have
like
been better.
Oh, God. And it was
I
a
see
big
a fishing
enough boat.
Trip in his future.
Yes. Yeah. We need to take one.
Just do it off of a wharf.
Actually, we took one of those little canoe things out in Jamaica, and that was fun.
That was fun.
We took it all the way out.
Yeah,
we
took that.
We couldn't see the shore anymore.
And then got dark.
Yeah,
and
then it got dark all of
a
sudden, and we're all uh-oh.
Yeah,
I was like, it is dark.
The only thing we didn't have was rods. We could have went deep sea fishing then,
for sure.
Yeah, and you didn't come back, and it got dark. And I'm telling Gordon, like, they're not back yet. She's like, he's with Rich. He'll be fine. They'll come back. Let's go back to the house. I'm like, are you sure?
He was real right to you. Like, Sika's probably worrying about me right now. Yes. I'm like, you'll be all right, man. And what's the worst thing that can happen? We fall off the boat and we swim back, you know?
At night.
In the middle of the ocean.
When you can't see the land.
Exactly.
Jamaica's that way, Bahamas are that way.
Yeah. Under all is the sharks. That's what we want.
No, yeah.
You had
to put him on your back. And
oh, man. That was fun, though. That was a good time.
What's something you've never done that you want to do? Like, bucket list thing.
Something I've never done. I want to see Asia. Like, I want us to travel to Asia next. Just, I've never been to that part of the world. And coming from Europe, I've seen most of Europe. Like, yeah. We've done South America. So I think Asia's next on the bucket list, just to see how the other side of the world lives, you know, experience that culture.
What about you, Sean?
You know what? I'm not sure what I would have said if you asked me first, but after hearing Sam, I want to go to Japan.
Yeah?
Watashi wa Sean desu. That's about all I know.
I know a little bit more.
A little scotch.
Konnichiwa, that's Japanese.
Yeah, that's there, that's how are you. My favorite is Yoroshiku Onegashimasu, which means when you think of me, think kind thoughts.
Oh, that's nice.
Thing to say, yeah. I love Japanese culture. Well, I grew up in Hawaii. My mom was married to a Japanese man for a little while, so I was sort of immersed.
Right.
And I've never been there. It's like when you say bucket list, I got to get to Japan.
Yeah.
I want to see Kyoto. I want to see the cherry blossoms. I want to see, you know, the city. You know, it's like I want to experience it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Japan's very advanced,
right? Your next trip
right?
is going to be.
Yeah. I know. Yeah, we've been thinking about it for a long time, but we want to bring the kids, and they're now old enough. Mm-hmm. We didn't want to like waste it on them when they were like 8 and 5, and it's hard.
Yeah.
They can't eat or this or that. Mm-hmm. It's hard to travel with 2 kids. So now they're old enough to appreciate it. Mm-hmm. So it's happening.
What about you, Rich?
Well, you know, my daughter and son-in-law are living in. He plays basketball in Japan. So it sounds good. They talk about how amazing the food is, you know. He said they treat him like a Yokozuna over there, so that's a good thing. Yokozuna. So that would seem to, they talk about how great the food is and the people, how they bow and they respect each other and stuff. So yeah, that sounds really good.
Yeah.
Really
Japan.
Yeah.
Okay. So that's
I guess we're all going to Japan.
Yeah. Okay.
Now we know.
To, yeah.
Team
we
travel. Gone welcome. Fishing. We'll like put a little sign out.
No
front.
Fishing.
Go gone Japan. Japan.
Be right back.
For real.
Well, anything else you guys want to share on this hubby show? Let our audience get to know why you love us so much. Why do you love me so much?
Well, I know you. You know, and every time I see you, I see that little girl that I saw on the pole that day crying.
At the light pole
in college. Yeah,
that's what song was playing.
Yeah. And I say, and it's like every time you do something like evil to me, I just remember that you're that nice. I'm just kidding. Well, not evil, just, you know what I mean.
Thank you, Rich. I'll take it.
Happy Valentine's Day.
You know what? I love that Silke is my polar opposite. You know, she's very organized and I'm very chaotic. And, you know, she's refined. I'm a little bit rough around the edges, but we come together and fit perfectly. And it's just 20 years. It's never dull.
Yeah.
Wow.
Okay.
Beautiful.
That was beautifully said. Not what do you love about me?
Very similar. Like we're opposites in that sense as well. You know, she's high energy. I'm more laid back. And but it works well, the balance in the relationship. And, I never thought I'd be involved in real estate, but you know, my wife, Courtney, you can do it. And like, I picked up a camera when I moved here, just walking around. She was like, come shoot my house. And just over the years, just got better and better. So I'm grateful for that. And she just believes in me. I want to do so. Appreciate you.
Yay. Yay.
You know what? I got to do a shout out. Your photography is amazing. And do you have any way to share his Insta?
Oh, we're going
to
share all that stuff in the show.
Man, you rock. I love you.
Yeah.
Thank you. Aren't they just the cutest?
The cutest.
They are?
They are the cutest. Did you learn anything new about Sean today?
No.
You're like, I know him like the back of my hand.
I do. I mean, 20 years, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. That's a long time. Yeah. Mm. What about you? You learn anything new?
No. I feel like I know him pretty well.
Yep.
Yeah. But it just affirmed how much I love him.
Aww, I know, right?
He's just the best. I just love him.
I love how they both said that they're polar opposites of us. I wonder, because you and I are Scorpios and they both are Pisces.
Might be. Cool. There's definitely a similar dynamic, I would say. Mm-hmm. You know, kind of very energetic, crazy energy, and then like the balance of that. Mm-hmm. For sure.
What about you guys' signs?
I'm a Virgo and he's an Aries.
Oh, wow. Okay. Yeah. Is that Earth? Both? He's fire?
Aries is air. No.
Well, he's air and you're Earth.
Oh, he's a bull or something. So you have Earth, Wind, and Fire.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh, I just don't know.
See, we're all water.
I know nothing about astrology like that, really.
We're all water. All our signs.
All of you guys.
All of you are. Yeah.
Scorpios. Best friends, worst enemies for me. Mm-hmm. It's a funny thing. All my life, it's been that way.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So many Scorpios around me. Always.
Very interesting.
Yeah, I think half of acne are Scorpios.
I know. It's crazy.
So funny.
But, you know, to be fair, I'm a manifester personality type, I think. That's what they call it. Right? So, like, I have an idea and I make it come to fruition. And I feel like Scorpios are passionate enough to trust that energy and then go along for that ride. So I feel like those are the people who are led to a personality type like mine.
Right. Mm-hmm.
That's probably what it is.
Right.
And I'm not mad at that.
Interesting.
I can feel that. Yeah. Do you feel like you learned anything new about Rich on this episode?
I don't think I learned anything new about Rich, but I like the last question's answer, which is like, I feel that way too. I feel like, especially in LA, dating in LA, and you know, I've been here for a long time and I was married and totally have so much respect for my ex-husband, and I feel like you meet at different parts of your life, and you go through different pieces of your life growth together. At least in my life it's been like that, and I'm just when I wake up and I see Rich's face, I know I can trust him. Like, I feel like he's, you know, an old friend. Mm-hmm. And so I never had that problem with my last relationship. The guy was just a playboy. You know, he just always had women surrounding him and needed so much attention from women. It was hard for me to accept that, but I tried. You know, mm-hmm. I tried to just not be threatened by it because, you know.
So you can feel at peace with him. Because
yeah,
you know
he's just he's not there. That guy. He's not
and
that guy.
Same with Sean. I 100% trust him. I would never have to worry about anything with him.
Yeah.
He's just not that guy. Exactly. That's not his values. It would shake his values to the core. And that's the one thing about him, you cannot. He has his values and that's it. Like, you can't shake it.
I realize some people need highly dramatic relationships to feel loved. Mm. I don't feel that way. I need highly reliable relationships to feel loved.
True. Yep. Yeah. I'll go with that.
You agree with that?
Yeah, totally.
Yeah, because I feel like Sam's like that too.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. Definitely. Very reliable. And very much cannot be pushed into something he doesn't want to do, which I appreciate that. Because no one wants someone who's just going to go with whatever. Just going to go along with it.
Right. You two are similar that way.
Yeah. Sometimes we butt heads over it, for sure.
I bet.
But, you know, but I appreciate it because if I, you know, if he just, like, bowed down to everything I said, then, you know, I probably would... not love that either.
Yeah, right. Totally.
But I definitely respect him. Like, he's very much a, like, man's man, but also, you know, listens, you know, he's like, I mean, like, as in, like, you know, listens to me bitch and moan and whatever, right. And, you know, doesn't necessarily, like, receive the energy, but lets me have my moments. You know what I mean?
I know this may sound crazy, but I do feel like part of our job is being therapist of sorts or an ear to all of our clients in very challenging moments of their lives, or like fear and, you know, these kind of intense change moments like moving and buying a house and all that stuff. And I feel like in order for us to feel loved in our relationships as real estate agents, as silly as that sounds, it has to be strong, consistent, mm-hmm. reliable, mm-hmm. and supportive of our insanity, because we have to process all that crazy energy.
Right.
Maybe he's like my rock. Like, it's like where I go to when I need some
calm
or words of wisdom. Yeah. Or just, you know, he's like there for me to go to when I need that. And it's, I love that. Yeah.
I hear that. Like, definitely whenever you're in, like, you know, something that is just, like, in the muck, as you would say, or whatever, you know. But whenever you're, like, in a situation where it's just like, oh, my God, like, you're just hating everything and you know that that guy is there and he's got you, it's, like, a safe feeling for sure.
Yeah. Well, we thank our guys and we appreciate our guys. Mm-hmm. And we are wishing all of you out there a very happy Valentine's Day. We'll see you on the next episode of Under All Is the Land. Bye. Bye.
Happy Valentine's Day. Under All Is the Land, real, real, real estate. Courtney, your friends, about to show you how to generate wealth. Get educated, do for yourself. Add a couple notches to your belt.